SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The following is a presentation of Jacob Sports.
Get money, yo.
My man, what's up, brother? Philly really Godfather.
Welcome to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. And we got a jam-packed show for you guys. Pro Football Doc will be coming on later. John Grace live from Las Vegas. And before we break down the Jags-Saints game, I want to go to 8-Ball first. 8-Ball, Cowboys came back, bounced back with a big win against the Chargers on the road. How are you feeling about these futures? We got them to win the NFC East, over 9.5 wins at plus 1,600 to win the Super Bowl. You still feeling good about them?
I feel great. I mean, I still think they're arguably the best offensive and defensive lines in football. We all know that wins championships. And with the Niners starting to deal with some key injuries, the Eagles having to go through a gauntlet of a schedule, I think this is where we see the balance shift in the NFC.
All right, let's go to the homer, the rooster, who loves the Eagles. He loves Andy Reid. He bets on them blindly every week. You still thinking the Eagles are going to win this NFC East and get to the Super Bowl?
Just an FYI, Andy Reid is not the Eagles coach anymore. That was two coaches ago. But, yeah, I am an Andy Reid fan since he's won three of the last four Super Bowls. Or three
They're
of the
stealing
last
out there. They're stealing in Kansas City.
But, yeah, just to inform you, Andy Reid, that was three coaches ago for the Eagles. But, yeah.
Thank God he left Philadelphia because he never got nothing done here.
Not only do I like – the Eagles, but I hate the Cowboys. The Cowboys are a complete and total fraud. I understand you guys bet them at the beginning of the season. You want to act like you're sticking with them.
I have to add some more on them now.
They are complete and total frauds. Total mismanaged coach. He got 14 seconds to take two shots at the end zone. The guy kicks a field goal. He's playing not to lose. He's scared. One more game and he might be shipped out of town. And once those receivers start chirping about not getting the ball enough because Dak can't throw it, you're going to see this team completely implode like it does every single year. Dak Prescott has won one more playoff game than me, and I don't expect that to change this year.
All right, let me get you a little nervous here. The Eagles got to play the Dolphins this week. 5-1 record, a plus 67-point differential. Then they play a division game against the Commanders. They were lucky to beat them last time. Then they go and they got to play the Cowboys, who still have a better point differential on the season than the Eagles. Then they play your Kansas City Chiefs with your Andy Reid. Then they got to play the Bills. Then they play the 49ers. Then they play the Cowboys again. And then they come back and play the Seahawks. That doesn't make you nervous with the Eagles?
Not at all. They split those games and they're fine because they end the season with the Giants twice, Washington. But the Cowboys got the same schedule, but it's later in the season. That's why they do 17 games. And the Cowboys already have two losses against the Washington, which is an absolute and total embarrassment.
No, they lost to Arizona. Arizona,
which is an absolute and total
embarrassment. They're missing three offensive linemen. As of right now, everything's going as planned. We had the Eagles at 5-1. We had the Cowboys at 4-2. I had them losing to the Chargers, but I had them beating Arizona. So that's the only thing that's changed. And this Eagles team, they should have lost to the Patriots. Minnesota, if they don't turn the ball over four or five times, they lose there. They lost to a Jets team with Wilson at quarterback. I mean, and now Lane Johnson's banged up. How long does that linger? Jalen Carter is hurt. This team's got some – they're mounting injuries on that defensive side of the ball, and they're weak on there already. Jalen Hurts doesn't look the same. They gave him $1 billion. He's not the same quarterback he was last year. Are you really telling me the Eagles are going to win this division?
Absolutely going to win. They're still major favorites to win the division. I mean, Dallas – the only good thing about Dallas right now is they can't lose this week because they got a bye week. what's the odds – what's the division odds right now? That'll tell you everything. What do you think? Vegas doesn't know the schedules? Are you the only one that knows the schedules?
They're back to 2-1 what they were at the beginning of the season. I guarantee you within the next 8 weeks, the Cowboys become the favorite to win the NFC East. I guarantee it. At some point within the next 8 weeks.
Well, we'll see. And Andy Reid is no longer the coach of the Eagles, just to remind
Thank
you.
Thank God. And the only reason he won a Super Bowl is because he was blessed with Mahomes. If he don't get Mahomes, he never wins a Super Bowl. Let me go to Jamie Gold. Jamie, Thursday night action. We got 2 minutes left in this segment. Jacksonville at New Orleans. The Saints, they opened up one. They went to three. They went back to one. Now they're at two, two and a half, depending on where you shop. You like anybody here?
I mean, do we know the status of Trevor Lawrence? Is he out?
He's playing. He's going to do warm-ups, but it looks like he's playing. He looked fine coming off the plane. Looks like he's going to play.
All right. Well, then I may stay off the game. I was I really like the Saints if Trevor Lawrence is not playing, because it was still only three when he wasn't going to play. And so I'm really interested in what Dr. Chow, Pro Football Doc, will tell us about this. I really want to know if he knows that'll affect what I'm doing tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's one of the sharpest when it comes to sports betting, sports injuries. His SIC score is the best in the business. So you guys definitely got to check him out on Twitter at Pro Football Doc and go to his website, sicscore.com. 8-Ball, you like anyone in the Saints game?
I like the Saints, and I think they're at home. I think if you look at their schedule, they can arguably be 5-1. That Green Bay game, you know, they gave it up. Last week, they had plenty of red zone opportunities. They just couldn't convert. I think it's a great defense. I think they get it done tonight.
All right, you're listening on SiriusXM, on Sports Grid, on Jacob Sports on YouTube, and we're live streaming the show on my Twitter account, at Philly Godfather. Make sure you follow all the animals, at Real Jamie Gold, at Philly Rooster, at the 8-Ball, at Barry the Right Number, and we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. We're breaking down some NFL action. We're bringing on our guest live from Las Vegas, John Grace. Grace, what's going on out there in Vegas, man? How's the action?
Oh, man. This F1 construction really ramping up, and we're less than a month away from the race. So that's kind of the big big news here in Vegas. So really looking forward to that. The big paddocks in the building, that's almost done. And yeah, it's just that really everyone's looking forward to that out here.
All right, that's good stuff. We got a big game tonight, Jags versus Saints. You got a banged up Trevor Lawrence. Their team's actually banged up as well. They're on the road. They're playing one of the better defenses in the NFL. I laid the money line on the Saints. I laid some one as well. The Saints are hungry. They've lost three of their last four going into this game. It's a short week. They're at home. You're playing a banged-up Jags team. Who do you like in this matchup?
To be honest with you, man, I'm kind of laying off this one. I mean, I got both these teams as my futures for divisions, so, you know, really have rooting interest in both of them. Saints really disappointed me last week. You know, I'm not really a fan of what they're doing offensively and scheming. You know, not really attacking the middle of the field, and Derek Carr is really dinking and dunking a lot there. So they should have game they should have won last week against the Texans. If I had to choose a side, I'd probably go with the Saints with Trevor Lawrence being a little hobbled on a short week. But I'm not laying any bets on this one.
All right, let's change the subject a little bit before we give out some more NFL winners. Let's go to the MVP market. The odds have shifted slightly as of right now. Tua's plus 350. Mahomes plus 450. That's Rooster's guy. Josh Allen at 7-1. Hurts at plus 750. I don't see him winning it this year. Purdy dropped off, and now he's back down to 11-1. You got McCaffrey at 15-1. Lamar Jackson 18-1. Goff 20-1. Trevor Lawrence 22-1. Herbert outside shot 25-1. Burrow 25-1. And Rooster's favorite guy Prescott's at 35-1. Let me go to 8-Ball first. 8-Ball. If you had to pick an MVP right now at those prices, who would you pick?
Well, I think about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I went on here and I said, you know, to bet Tua. I think it was at 7-1 at that time. I still love Tua here. He's, you know, quarterbacking the best offensive football in terms of passing and rushing. They have a 5-1 record, and I think they're going to finish on top of the AFC. So I still think with the numbers he's putting up right now, he's the best bet on the board.
Yeah, and you do have futures on Miami. What was the price you got on him before the season started?
40-1 back in May.
Did you bet him to win the division too?
Yes, sir.
Wow, there you go there. Let me go to Rooster. Rooster, at those prices, if you had to make a wager today on who's going to win the MVP, obviously you're going to say Mahomes, right?
Well, Mahomes is in the Michael Jordan category. And honestly, he should be the MVP every year. I mean, Michael Jordan should have been the MVP all through the 90s. They didn't give it to him because they basically can't because it gets boring. So I wouldn't bet Mahomes. I'd say out of these, I still like Christian McCaffrey. I liked him at 20-1. Now it's down to 15-1. You know, if it doesn't go to a quarterback and Tua gets hurt, and I have no faith in him staying healthy the rest of this season. I mean, one hit. It was almost a non-contact injury when he got that last concussion. I think if he gets tagged one time, we lose him for the season. So at 15-1, I'll take McCaffrey. I'll take a flyer on
him. Running back. Let me go to Jamie. Jamie, your guy fell off a little bit. Purdy's down 11-1. I know you love McCaffrey as well. You're a big San Francisco fan. At those prices, if you had to make a pick today, who would it be?
Yeah, I was never taking Brock Purdy for MVP, but I just believe that he should be in the conversation. Christian McCaffrey was my choice if he could stay healthy. The problem is, you know, I agree. Look, Tua is a great, great choice if he could stay healthy. And so I think, you know, whichever one of these guys actually makes it through the season, they're going to put up big numbers whenever they play if they're healthy. But both of them have that propensity, you know, Tua because of, you know, he's just going to get hit that many times. And Christian McCaffrey just seems to always have, I mean, the guy goes so, you know, full steam on every play. This guy's amazing that, you know, it's almost impossible for him to stay healthy the whole season.
Well, the good thing about Tua this year is he's getting rid of the ball faster than any quarterback in the NFL. And he's been sacked the least amount of times. So they're really protecting him. He's getting rid of the ball a lot quicker. He's making some smarter decisions. So I think that team also knows that they got to protect him throughout the entire season as well. Let me go to John Grace live in Las Vegas. At those prices, if you had to pick an MVP today, who would it be?
I'm still riding with Tua. I got him 22-1, kind of a couple tickets. So, you know, looking well over 10,000 if he wins. And, you know, with a big primetime matchup against the Eagles coming up this weekend, national spotlight. You know, I really think they roll and win convincingly. And that those odds are going to go down after this weekend. So if you're going to get them and get them before the line drops, it would be before this weekend. Cause I'm all in on the Dolphins this weekend.
Did you hear that, Rooster? Eagles are going down. You agree with that? Going down 5-2 back to back.
I love the Birds coming off a loss at home. Miami they only played one good team and they got embarrassed off the field against the Bills, who don't have anywhere near this defense. All our defensive line is healthy. This is a bad spot for Miami. They're coming into a bee's nest.
The Eagles secondary doesn't worry you?
It worries me a little bit. I mean, and they're obviously going to get some big plays, but like the Godfather said, he's going to have to get rid of the ball quicker this week than any week he's seen. And the one decent team they played was Buffalo. As soon as they got punched in the mouth, they literally surrendered, put up the white flag, and walked off the field. Yeah, so
it was a good spot for Buffalo. And Miami did lose a turnover battle in this one. But name one good team that the Eagles have beaten.
Eagles beat the Rams last week. I mean,
you're expected to win 7.5 games on the season.
They were expected to. They're going to win a lot more than that. I mean, the Rams are good. This is, I mean, we'll see. Look, put your money where your mouth is. I already did.
Yeah, let's go, baby. Let's go. Give me +3 on Miami.
I'll give you +2.5. I'll give you +3 -30 because I like you. How's that? All you need. Just call me on the other line, whatever you need.
Before we keep breaking down this Miami game, let's go to Coach of the Year odds real quick. Dan Campbell all of a sudden has become the favorite at +250. You got Mike McDaniel, the guys that we picked at the beginning of the year. We got him at 20-1. He's down to +275. Shanahan's at +850. You got Robert Saleh, 1,700. Doug Peterson at 20-1. And Harbaugh's at 25-1. Let me go to Jamie first. Jamie, if you had to pick a coach for the Coach of the Year, which one would it be right now?
I mean, I guess for the price, I would go with Harbaugh. For the price, who's the favorite now?
Well, it's Dan Campbell from the Lions. You got Dan Campbell, McDaniel from Miami, and then you got Shanahan at 850. I mean, just, forget about price. If you just had to pick one coach, who would it be?
I mean, you know, it's going to – I think it would be between Shanahan and Campbell.
Okay.
Because, you know, a lot of times you like to go with, you know, the team that kind of came out of nowhere, which they didn't, but the Lions have just been showing, you know, playing way above the level that everybody thought that they would play. And if they show out the way that it looks like they might, I mean, you know, that's in it for him. But if the 49ers go all the way, it's going to him.
Yeah. Now, Jamie, I want to talk a little bit about our new sponsor, UnderdogFantasy.com, if you got a second.
I'm so excited. This is I'm having so much fun. So, first of all, they're matching up to $500. I put $500 on. They gave me a free $500. So they're matching any deposit amount up to $500, which doesn't exist. And it's the only place that you can get it is here with UnderdogFantasy.com. If you use the special code, promo code WIN, W-I-N, through our show, you get up to $500 matched. They're also, you know, if you pick, you can win up to 20 times your money in a single game if you go 5 for 5. They're doing live in-game now, which you can, you know, do pick-ems during the game, which I love live. I mean, it saved me last week. The 49ers, it was pretty obvious to me that they could possibly lose that game, and I wanted to hedge out of it. And so being able to pick in-game is really important. But I'll tell you what, there's –
We got 10 seconds, Jamie. We're going to talk a little bit about about UnderdogFantasy.com in our next segment. You listen on SiriusXM, Jacob Sports on YouTube, Sports Grid. And you're listening live on Twitter at Philly Godfather. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from the PhillyGodfather.com. And we're talking about Coach of the Year odds in the NFL. 8-Ball, let me go to you, 8-Ball. Who's the coach of the year? Dan Campbell, McDaniel, Shanahan. You got Doug Peterson, Harbaugh. If you had to pick a coach right now, who would it be?
I think Mike McDaniels. I mean, if they continue putting up the numbers they are, they're going to be historically one of the greatest offenses of all time. So I don't know how you can argue with that.
Yeah, I mean, the Lions are outperforming the market. It seems like they're covering almost every week. They're the favorite to win their division, and they really play for him. Rooster, do you like Campbell here at plus 250, or are you looking at someone else?
I mean, beginning of the year, taking Campbell 20-1, I loved him. Same with McDaniel. I mean, now when you look at these odds, I take a flyer on Dougie P down in Jacksonville. I mean, they won their two games in London. They won when they come back from London, which it looks like is going to be really rough going for these teams. They grab a win tonight and keep on this roll. Get the second seed in the AFC. I don't know. I think Dougie P's got a shot at this thing.
Now let me go to John Grace live in Las Vegas. If you had to pick a coach right now, who would it be?
Along with 8-Ball over there, I've been on Mike McDaniel in the beginning. Got him 25-1, got him 20-1. You know, with the numbers they're putting up on offense, they're really revolutionizing the game with these motions. Offenses across the league are picking their formations and picking how they move the wide receivers and running backs through the jet motion. He's just changing the game. And I think that just how revolutionary his offense and his schemes have been, along with the record. And like I said, big Sunday night game, national TV. If they really go out there and put it to the Eagles, you know, he'll be the overwhelming favorite after that. But yeah, Mike McDaniels are bust.
I like him too, man. We've bet him at the beginning of the season, and we're still holding strong with him at 20-1. Dave Mason from Bet Online just sent me an email with all the bet splits. He couldn't make it on the show today, so I'll run them down real quick. Jags at Saints, open to pick. Now it's up to 2, 2.5. As of right now, 55% of the cash is on New Orleans. 57% of the bets, the tickets, are actually on Jacksonville. Sharp money is on New Orleans at a money line at -1. Next game on the board, Browns at Indy. Opened up Cleveland -2. I think it's still laying 2 on the screen and 39. 57% of the cash and 77% of the bets so far have been on the Browns. Sharp money is on Cleveland -1.5. Lions and Ravens. Ravens are laying 3. opened up Baltimore minus 2.5 for 44. 70% of the bets and 53% of the cash so far is on the Lions. There's some sharp money on the Ravens, minus 2.5. Chargers at KC. It opened up KC minus 5.5 and 50.5. 72% of the cash and 58% of the bets so far is on the Chargers. Sharp money is on under 48.5. Dolphins at Philly. Opened up Philly minus 1.5 and 53. Currently, I think it's Philly minus 2, depending on where you shop, at 52. 57% of the bets and 70% of the cash so far on Philly. And there's some sharp money on the Eagles minus 2. I know that makes Rooster happy. And then we'll close out with 49ers at Minnesota. San Fran opened minus 7. It's still laying 7 on the screen and 44.5. 65% of the bets and 81% of the action is on San Fran. There's some sharp money on Minnesota plus 7 and under 44.5. So I want to say thank you to Dave Mason from Bet Online for sending that over to us. And next up, let's break down some NFL games. Let me go to Jamie first. Jamie, who do you want to give out in the NFL this week?
I like the Rams at home. The number I think is still 3. I'm leaning on the under. It's under like about 39.5 on the Browns. And I like 3 teasers this week, which I know will make Jimmy really happy. I like the Lions plus 10. The Lions plus 10, the Bills minus 2. If you're getting numbers around there. I like the Chargers plus 11 or 12 and Miami plus 9. And then I also like Seattle, you get them down to around 1, and then the Niners somewhere around even.
Okay, we got Pro Football Doc in the waiting room. Let's bring him on real quick to give out the injury reports. Doc, you there? Hey, Doc.
Hello there.
Thanks for coming on, man. You're the best, man. Your information is so valuable to our audience.
I'm sorry. The camera, I'm on a ship. A Disney cruise with the family.
Well, we got the airport.
So I'm relying on their internet.
Can you hear us? Doc, you there? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. It's a little spotty, okay. I guess, the internet. We haven't even really left San Diego yet, but here with the family. And don't worry, I'll be back before Sunday in the war room, but a little quick Disney cruise with the littles.
All right, let's give out the Jags and Saints. You got a Trevor Lawrence injury. Which team is more banged up, and which team has the better SIC score in this matchup on Thursday night?
Well, Thursday night, the Jaguars, all expected along that Trevor Lawrence would play. The big injury issue is the Saints with their offensive line. 3 tackles out. So they're, one's tackle 2, one's tackle 3 as they start the bookends for the game tonight. That's the biggest deal for tonight.
And who's the healthier team?
Did you hear me now? Sorry, I don't know. I apologize. I figured I'd have good internet here before we actually left San Diego Harbor.
It happens. All right, let's go to the Browns-Colts game. Deshaun Watson injury, is he going to play?
Deshaun Watson, looking at his video today, warming up and throwing some. He's getting closer, but no, I don't think Deshaun Watson is going to play. He didn't drive any balls to the portion open to media, and I think he's still a week away at this point in time.
All right, let's go to the Lions and the Ravens. The Ravens have been banged up all season. Who's the healthier team going into this matchup?
I didn't hear what teams you were talking about, but the big ones today, this week, are still the New York Giants offensive line. Look, Justin Pugh came off the couch, and that's pretty good. It's one thing to do it one time, but you know how sore he's going to be? And they already lost another offensive lineman today to a biceps injury. So they're really shell-shocked from the offensive line for the Giants. And doesn't matter who plays quarterback. That is an injury advantage. And, of course, Chicago is pretty
good. Oh, that's why you're out there.
Hey, Rooster, we're live.
Sorry.
He's cheering in the Phillies. What's the score, Rooster?
Brojas, it's the only reason he's out there is for his fielding. He couldn't catch a fly ball.
All right, Doc, you still there? Can you hear us?
A lot of us are on the Phillies to win and win the World Series, if anybody didn't know.
Not me.
Doc, is there any big injuries in the Miami-Philly game, the Eagles game?
I I really apologize here. Connection. I figured being in San Diego Harbor, we'd still be good, but maybe there's something with the ship. The internet connection is not very good. So I apologize.
That's all right, Doc. How about Philly and Miami? You got anything on that? Can you hear us or
not? Yeah, Philly, Miami. Miami has some issues on the offensive line, and the Eagles are always known for their stout defensive line. That's going to be where the game is won or lost there. If Philly can dominate along the line of scrimmage defensively, that's the one to watch. Obviously, Tyreek Hill is so special, and Miami's been really rolling.
Yeah. All right, Doc, I appreciate you coming on. You can find Doc at Pro Football Doc on Twitter, and you can go to his website, sicsquared.com, and we'll have better connection for you next week, Doc. Thanks for coming on.
I apologize. Thank you so much for working through this year. Better so internet much. Next time.
Appreciate you, Doc. Okay,
thanks, bud.
He's the best, man. It sucks that the internet wasn't that strong out there in San Diego, but the man's got to take a vacation once in a while. I know Rooster goes on a vacation like every month, don't you, Rooster?
Yeah, but why take it during football season? Even I got back from Europe for football season. Come on. Guy only works a few months a year.
All right, what do we got? We got a couple minutes left in this segment. Jamie, you want to talk about our sponsor a little bit before we
go? I'm so excited to talk about our new sponsor, Underdog Sports, underdogfantasy.com. And if you use the promo code WIN, W-I-N, they will match up to $500. So I put in $500. I got a free $500. So I have $1,000 in that account now. And you can do a 2, 3, 4, or 5 choices in a contest, and you get paid 3x, 5x, 10x, or 20x on your money. And it's instant, you know, you're playing in the same day. So these pick'em contests are so much fun. So Godfather, tell me, there's I'm doing one for tonight's game.
Okay.
And so tell me what you like here. It's higher or lower. Okay. That's why the app is so easy. Higher or lower? Pass attempts by Derek Carr, 33.5.
Lower.
Lower. Okay. Yeah, the world is going higher. I like lower also. Now, the most action that they've had on any spot is Alvin Kamara. The rushing yards, 48.5, 93% of their action is on higher. And I love how they share this with us. They share it with everyone. It's on their Twitter account. So to me, you know, look, if the entire public is going higher, yeah, I think, you know, I could see him passing that number, but I'd probably go lower just because the entire public is on higher.
Yeah.
But what do you think? 48.5 rushing yards for Kamara.
I mean, gun to my head, I'd probably go lower with you.
All right, so let's see if we can win. We win 3 times our money on if these 2 things hit. You just go higher or lower. They make it so easy. It's so much fun. You know, you don't have to know a lot about sports.
We got 10 seconds, so that's Underdog Fantasy, underdogfantasy.com, promo code WIN, W-I-N. We'll be right back in our next segment giving out some moves.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from the PhillyGodfather.com, and you're listening on SiriusXM, Jacob Sports on YouTube, Sports Grid, and live on X, Twitter, whatever you guys want to call it, at Philly Godfather. Let's break down some games. Let's give out some winners. Let me go to Rooster first. You got this Browns team coming off a massive win over the 49ers. Now they got to play the Colts in Indianapolis. Lines basically, what, 3 and 39? You like anyone in this matchup?
Sharp money bet Cleveland here. I missed the number. They laid 1.5. At 3, it's a no bet for me. I mean, I'll lay 2.5 if a 2.5 pops out there. I lean Cleveland, but you know, we all know the dirty 3 number. Don't lay or take it.
Yeah, that's true. Such a key number in the NFL. Now let me go to 8-Ball next. 8-Ball, you like anyone in this game?
I like the Browns here. I took 2.5 on the Browns, I think, a couple days ago. I think they're just a better team, better defense. I think people are going to see that they're a real contender and they're going to make a deep run this year.
Let me go to Jamie next. Jamie, I know you're a little disappointed at the Browns upset at San Francisco last week. Do you like it this week? You think they bounce back and win again? Or
yes and no. Yeah, I can't say disappointed because, but you know, 2.5 hours into that game, I ended up I posted this on Twitter that I took the Browns money line and I took the Browns -1.5, and so I actually ended up winning money on that game, but I was not happy about it. I could just see the way which way the wind was blowing, so you know, this week I just like the under. I mean, it's a really low number. And there have been some really low numbers on a lot of games this week. But I just kind of like the under 39.5. I think both of these offenses are going to struggle. I think, you know, the Browns do have the best defense. And so all, you know, all combined, I just don't see them scoring more than 40 points in that game.
Let me go live in Las Vegas. John Grace, do you like anyone here?
Hey, I got to go with the Browns too. Obviously, we're kind of all on them for the division. You know, I just took a money line, thinking about taking it for the contest -2. You know, team really rallied around P.J. Walker, Phillip, the quarterback, just thrown in as a ringer. And, you know, this defense just keeps showing why it's elite, you know, holding some of the best teams in the league, like the 49ers. And, you know, I think the whole Gardner Minshew coming in and having a hot streak is really going to kind of wind down. I thought the team was going to be a contender with AR-15, Anthony Richardson, but obviously he's out for the season now. So, yeah, it's either Browns or bust here for me.
Yeah, if they made San Francisco struggle on offense.
Go Trey, go Trey.
San Fran's ranked second in the NFL in yards per play. I mean, the Colts' mediocre offense, they might not score here. Their defense isn't that good either. And now you got a backup quarterback. I think the Browns is definitely the game here, if you want to put that in the golden recap. Jamie, let's go to the next game on the board. Lions are traveling to Baltimore. 3-42. Let me go to Rooster. Rooster, I think you like the Ravens here, don't you?
No, I like the Lions. I'm becoming a Lions fan. I mean, great offense. You're getting 3. I know it's on the road, but you know, this quarterback, oh my God, talk about a resurgence. He is playing out of his mind. He's the best quarterback in the league, period, right now for the season. He doesn't throw interceptions. He's extremely accurate. He actually looks more mobile than I've ever seen him look. I'm taking 3 here. I mean, I can't help myself. The Ravens, very good team. I have no confidence in Lamar late in games to close it out. And I still don't think he can read a defense. Give me Detroit here.
The weather, they're expecting some high winds, 20, 30 mile per hour. Do you think that changes the dynamics of this game? You think it hurts the Lions or it hurts the Ravens?
It hurts the Lions a little bit. Let's see what the winds are game time. Right now, I don't trust the weather forecast. I don't really look at it till Saturday. But, yeah, if it's high winds, it definitely helps the Ravens, because when you got a dynamic quarterback that can run the ball at the drop of a dime and when the play falls apart, that's a huge advantage in high wind. But, yeah, I'll keep an eye on the weather. But right now, I like Detroit.
Let me go to April. I think you're on the other side, ain't you? I think you like the Ravens here?
I haven't touched the game now, but I do lean the Ravens. I think at home with that defense, I think they're going to get it done. Now, laying 3 on the game, like Rooster said, it's a dead number. So I'll wait and see if that line hits 2.5.
All right, let me go to Jamie. Jamie, you like anyone in that matchup?
You know, I'm putting them in a teaser. I like the Lions getting 10. I think, you know, if you do a 7-point teaser, the Lions at 10, you can, you know, pair it up with the Bills. I think the Lions are, you know, in their groove. I agree with Rooster. I'm not sure that I would take them, you know, with the 3. The Ravens are kind of, you know, playing a little, a little bit up to their level, not as good as they should be. I don't like the 3, but I do like them in a teaser. I don't see them getting beat by 10 in this game.
Okay, so let me go to John Grace live in Las Vegas. Who do you like in this matchup?
I'm with 8-Ball again, man. I'm with the Ravens here. Kind of think this is a spot where, you know, everyone's really pounding down on the Lions. Public's really going to be on them as a public dog. And, you know, obviously the Ravens are coming back from England, and, you know, everyone's going to think that's a big, you know, big disadvantage. But with the weather, you know, I don't really trust Jared Goff in the weather ever. I mean, he's a dome quarterback. He needs a clean pocket. Elements, he just hasn't done well statistically. So I think the Ravens run the spread, run like a zone read option and just run the ball down the Lions and take it by more than three. So I'm laying -3 with the Ravens.
Yeah, point here, because if this was the stock market and you were buying the Lions, you'd be buying at a very high point. But then again, all this team does is cover and outperform the market. So it's so hard to really like pinpoint how good this Lions team is, because if you look at their opposing defenses this year, they're kind of shaky. Now, they do have a quality win over the Chiefs to start off the season. But after that, those teams really haven't been that good. But then again, I mean, this Ravens team has been banged up all season. Like Rooster said, if it does get windy by game time, I'll probably look to bet the Ravens. But as of right now, I'm not touching the game. All right, let's go to the next game on the board. You got the Chargers at Kansas City. Lions 5.5, 48. Let me go to Rooster first. Rooster, you're going to be on the Chiefs here, laying to 5.5?
Well, a lot of public money on the Chargers here, which surprised me. From Bet Online there, that information is very valuable. I really didn't have an opinion on this game, but after that, with the public on the home team, I don't know. Maybe I do kind of lean Kansas City at this point. It's only 5.5, less than a touchdown. And, I learn here too. So I kind of like KC -5.5 now. I would have thought the public be on KC here.
Well, it's still early. 90% of the action comes in on game day, but, yeah. I guess. Let me go to 8-Ball next. 8-Ball, you like anyone in this matchup?
I haven't taken a side yet, but I do lean Chargers. I think they're a good team. Obviously, they never play up to their standards, but they're 2-3 right now. If they want to make a run at the AFC West, at the wild card, it's a spot to do it. I do think with all the drama around KC right now, in terms of everything going on with Travis Kelce, I think this is a spot where they might be overlooking the Chargers here a little bit. So I think the Chargers have a good chance to cover the 5.5 here.
Yeah, this is really do or die for this team. I know it's early in the season, but if they lose this game, start off the season 2-4, they got some problems. Let me go to Jamie. Jamie, you like anyone in this game?
I tell you what, I love the game. I love watching these two teams play, these two quarterbacks. I mean, historically, they just put up numbers, right? They just go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The last game that they played was like that. These teams always seem to come down to the wire. Whoever has the ball last, which are the most fun games to watch. And they usually put up a lot of points, but even if they don't, I have a feeling that it's going to be a close game and that the 5.5 could come into it. If I was forced to choose, I would take the 5.5. I think KC will probably win the game. But the only thing that I'm actually comfortable on both sides of a teaser here. If you took the Chargers +11 or 12, or you took the Chiefs, getting a half a point or whatever, getting 1.5. I like either side of that, but I think I'm always more comfortable taking the big points in a game that I think is going to be close. So I agree with you all. I think, it's a do or die situation for the Chargers. I'm a Chargers fan. I'm also a little bit of a Chiefs fan. I'm really excited for this game.
You're on both sides of everything. I don't even know what you're on. You got me so confused, Jamie. All right, let's go to let's go to John Grace.
That's why I do teasers.
John, yeah, I mean, I'm on the Chargers here. I really want them to win outright. They're my AFC West pick. This really has to be the week to do it. Really think they let a game slip away against the Cowboys. Obviously I'm on the Cowboys too, so I was a little torn there, but Justin Herbert kind of taking a lot of criticism for how he played. He really missed some big throws there. And I think that's going to really motivate him to rise to the occasion against the Chiefs here. Also, I think this might be a Brandon Staley analytics, overthink it, go for it on, some downs, might have some 2-point conversions. So number might be wacky. So I think that 5.5 will come into play, but I'm rooting for Chargers money line.
I kind of like the Chargers here. If Staley wasn't their coach, I'd probably be on the money line as well. If I can grab 6 or 7, I'll be on the Chargers. I mean, the Chiefs have one of the worst run defenses in the NFL. Both teams rank top 5 in the yards per play metric. So I don't see the Chiefs pulling away, and covering anything, over a touchdown. I just don't see that happening. I think it's a great buy low spot for the Chargers coming off that loss. Everyone watched them lose to the Cowboys. Everyone thinks they're finished. I think they still got some fight in them. I like the Chargers here plus six. Let's go to the next game on the board. We still got a couple minutes. Let me go to Rooster. You said Philly, right? Philly against the Dolphins, lane two. That's who you like?
Lay the two on the Eagles at home. It's going to be a buzzsaw, just like Dr. Chow said. He basically gave me a blessing on my bet. Offensive line for Miami's beat up. Three offensive linemen are hurt. Eagles' defensive line is completely healthy at this point. Looks like Jalen Carter is going to be terrorizing a concussion-prone Tua Tagovailoa. And one good hit, and we saw. I mean, think about that last concussion. I can't get it out of my head. I can't believe he got a concussion on that play. You basically blow on this guy, and he gets a concussion.
What about Lane Johnson? He don't worry you at all?
A little bit. I mean, looks like he's going to play.
They're not the same when he's banged up or he's hurt.
You're right. But yeah. I don't think – I'm not worried about Miami's defensive line. I'm worried about their offensive line.
Yeah. I don't know. It's tough. It's a tough call. He's getting rid of the ball really fast. He's the least sacked quarterback in the NFL this season. Eight ball, you still on Miami here? Can't hear you.
Oh, you're on mute.
You're on mute.
Can't hear you, 8-Ball.
8-Ball, you're on mute.
Sorry about that. I think Miami, their skill position players, Hill and Waddle, they're going to go.
I thought it was Stevie Wonder for a second.
They're going to dominate the Philly secondary, which is injured right now. I think they're going to put up at least 28 points and win this game.
Oh, there you go. We got some opposition there. Man, it's tough, man. This one's a tough one. Philly hasn't impressed me all season. Dolphins underperformed in only one game against Buffalo, and they lost a turnover battle. I'm going to wait closer to game time before I release anything. We got, about 20 seconds left in this segment. So real quick, rapid fire, Rooster, Vikings or 49ers?
Vikings.
April, Vikings or 49ers?
Niners.
Jamie, Vikings or 49ers?
Niners.
John Grace, Vikings or 49ers?
I'll take Vikings 6.5.
All right, there you go. You're listening to the Sports Betting Show on SiriusXM, Jacob Sports on YouTube, Sports Grid, and on my Twitter account, at Philly Godfather. We'll be right back with the Golden Recap. Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. And before we do go to the Golden Recap, I just want to remind everyone that my favorite coffee on the planet is coffeeofgods.com, so make sure you guys check them out. Jamie, let's rock out with the Golden Recap.
Yes, thank you to our newest sponsor, UnderdogFantasy.com, who is doubling our deposits up to $500 at UnderdogFantasy.com. 8-Ball and Philly Godfather both like the Saints -1 or the money line. I would consider them if Lawrence was out. 8-Ball likes the Dolphins, I should say Tua, for the future. So does Grace. Rooster and I still like Christian McCaffrey. It was 20-1. Now it's down to 15-1. Grace likes Miami to win. Some coaching futures. 8-Ball and Grace like McDaniel. PGF. Philly Godfather likes McDaniel. I like Campbell or Shanahan. Let's see. I like the Rams at 3. I like under 39.5 on the Browns. I have 3 teasers this week. I like Seattle at 1, 49ers even. I like the Lions at 10, Bills at 2. I like the Chargers at 11 or 12 and Miami at 9. And the 8-Ball likes the Browns -2. Philly Godfather really likes the Browns here. John Grace likes the Browns on the money line. Rooster likes the Lions +3. 8-Ball and Grace like the Ravens possibly. Let's see. Rooster likes KC -5.5. 8-Ball's leaning towards the Chargers. Grace is on the Chargers. Philly Godfather will take it at 6 or 7. He's waiting for that. Rooster likes the Eagles -2. We know that 8-Ball loves Miami to win here. Rooster likes the Vikings. 8-Ball likes the Vikings. Rooster and I – I'm sorry. 8-Ball likes the Vikings, and I have
– 15 I like the seconds. Numbers.
Sorry. I got this last one wrong. So, Rooster, you like the Vikings?
Vikings, yep.
Vikings. And then 8-Ball like also likes the Vikings. I like the Niners.
Niners.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. If you guys want to go do the your own recap, watch the show again. I want to thank everybody for watching the Sports Betting Show, and we'll be back next week. Love you guys.